Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
And the wolf is at your door. You run in zone, that's for sure.
This episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast, may contain descriptions of acts of violence or that of a sexual nature and should be for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off of the internet or from some television show. The facts I'm retelling you were presented to me by the victims of the crimes or the perpetrators who committed the crimes against the victims. My descriptions of the crime scenes, what I saw with my own two eyes. If you're going to get offended, please turn this podcast off now. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. Today, we're going to be continuing Scorched, the state versus Scott Peterson, and we are in the death penalty phase, y'all. He's already been found guilty. Go back and listen to the episodes. I tell you everything that scorched from both the prosecution side and the defense side. And the last episode, I was telling you about Amy Rocha, that Lacey's sister that was testifying, and what they do in this part of the trial, y'all, is try to get it's kind of almost like a victim's impact statement, but they're telling the jury how Lacey and Connor being murdered is affecting their lives, and they had trying to get the circumstances in to get the death penalty. So today I'm going to be continuing on with the direct examination by the prosecutor, David Harris, and he is interviewing Mr. Ron Gransky, who was Lacey's stepdad. Okay. So I'll say Harris and then I'll say Gransky accordingly, but listen to it, y'all. It's very powerful. So beginning, Harris asked Mr. Gransky, says, "Mr. Gransky, you're the stepfather of Lacey Peterson?" Gransky, "I have always considered myself that. She was 2 years old when Sharon and I got together." Harris, "When Lacey came into the house at age two, did she kind of grow up with you from that point forward?" Gransky, "That's yes. She definitely grew up." Harris, "Can you tell us about Lacey?" Gransky, "I first met Lacey. I went to pick Sharon up for a date at her house, and she was about a foot and a half tall, came running to the door and answered the door. That was my first meeting with Lacey. She never stopped running, and she always had something to say. I used to have a nickname. I called her JJ for Jabberjaws. I at times regret calling her that, but always wondered if that hurt her feelings. Harris. As Lacey got older, as she walked into the room, did you notice? Gransky. You'd have to be definitely blind if you didn't. She was all lit up in any room, and she was always the center of attention. And even when you want to take a nap or a break, so you better get all that out of the way early. She was the love of many people's lives and will be missed. Harris. You talked about Lacey when you first met her coming up and introducing herself. Did she have a smile there? Gransky. Always had a smile. I guess in my life, I grew up in big cities, and I was always taught to be on my guard and watch out. And Lacey, she was never on her guard, and she never watched out. She went ahead without thinking. Harris. As she got bigger, did she keep that smile? Gransky. Always. Every time I tell her, be careful, she'd just smile at me and go on. She was very, very smart. And when I went to school, it was always hard for me. She went to school and she never studied as far as I could see. And I always got A's. That used to bother me. I had to realize that she was definitely smarter than me. I miss not being able to tell her, but I miss the grandson that we're supposed to have. Harris. Now you're talking about Connor, and I want to ask you about that. When you found out that Lacey was pregnant and found out she was going to have a baby Connor, did you start making plans? Gransky. I've made plans for all the boys. The ladies might not agree with me, but I was glad there was three boys. I was going to have a chance to teach them about fishing, teach them about the stars, the ducks, everything outside. Really about fishing, what fishing is really about. And that was taken away from me. Harris. I'd like to have Mark to a couple photographs, two photographs. Judge. 304. How many have you got? Harris. Just two photographs. Judge. 304 and B. Harris. Mr. Gransky, if you could look at these two photographs, 304 and B, see if you recognize them. Gransky. Yes. Harris. These photographs actually depict Lacey? Gransky. Yeah, they do. Harris. We'll start in reverse order and put them on the screen. Starting with 304 B. Is that Lacey with Sharon? Gransky. Yeah, it is. Harris. It's kind of hard to see in that particular photograph, but is that you in the background there? Gransky. I think so. It's probably one of the better pictures I've taken. Harris. What we see there is, do we see Lacey with that big smile you're talking about? Gransky. If you look at her and her mom, they have that smile. That's one of the things that attracted me to Sharon, was that great, big, beautiful smile, and her daughter has it too. Harris. We'll put up 304. What do we see in this photograph? Gransky. Some big, fat guy with Lacey. Lacey bought me that t-shirt. That was my Christmas present from Lacey, and I still have it. Harris. And again, we see Lacey with that big smile. Gransky. Always. She was always with the smile. She was never afraid to voice an opinion about something she liked or didn't like, which I admire in a woman. Harris. Now, this particular picture here, is that around Christmas time? Gransky. Yeah, it was. That was at our house. Harris. Was Lacey kind of fun to have around during the holidays? Gransky. In those days, she couldn't wait for Christmas. That was when she would start around the 22nd, grabbing packages and feeling which ones putting them in order, how she was going to open them, decide whether she had the right ones or enough or whatever from the time she was little, all the way. Yeah, she was great at Christmas. Harris, when you get called at Christmas Eve of 2002 and you find out that Lacey's missing, how did you act? Gransky, well, I didn't believe it. Sharon tells me and I said, huh? She's probably at a friend's house and just doesn't call. But it didn't take long to see the panic in Sharon's voice to realize, and I called the police and we started in. And it's just been a nightmare ever since. It's still not over. Harris, what is life like without Lacey and Connor? Gransky, well, I don't know how it would with Connor. I never was given an opportunity. I know what it is without Lacey. And unfortunately, a lot of it you don't realize because you're used to having them there. And you don't realize a lot of things until they're gone. And I can't explain it right. But when you have somebody that you watch grow up for so long and things that you wish you had said differently or wish you would have done and you wish you would have said and now you don't, you can't, it's hard. Nobody should have to go through this. I wish I could be the one gone and not her. I have a son, Darren, and Lacey was about 12 and I think my son was 17. So when Brent wasn't around, Darren lived with Sharon and I for a few years. It was kind of like her big brother. And he lives in Oregon and he's having a real hard time. We're all having a real hard time. Family, friends, even new friends. We've had hugs and loves from places we didn't know existed. And then there's some people that are, I need to get up and hug my son. He needs it. Harris, how does this affect you when the holidays come around? Gransky, from December 24 to May the 4th, there isn't a holiday in there that we can think about handling. From birthdays, my mom, my sister, Brent, and Lacey's, and my son, the whole family's birthdays. Lacey was murdered on Christmas Eve. The bodies were found at Easter. So we don't have the same meaning. They'll never be the same. And I can't see them being the same. Harris, you made a statement when you were asked about how this affected you, and you said something about your heart being smaller. What did you mean? Judge, I can hardly hear you. Gransky, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again. A sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price. A lot of it's been ripped away. I don't know if it will ever be the same again. It's awful hard to talk in front of a bunch of people. My feelings are very personal. You didn't realize at the time they were personal. And I'll never be able to fix some things. I don't know if any of us will be able to be the same again. And as part of our hearts are gone, and definitely a part of mine is gone, Harris. I have no further questions, Your Honor. We're going to be continuing the testimony. This time it's going to be Lacey's mama, and would have been Connor's grandmother. And I'm going to call it Sharon Rocher. So I'm going to call her Sharon. And the direct examination is done by David Harris again. So he calls her up and says, "Miss Rocher, were you Lacey Peterson's mom?" Sharon: "Yes, I am." Harris: "And were you Connor Peterson's grandmother?" Sharon: "Yes, I am." Harris: "Can you tell us about Lacey?" Sharon: "Lacey was just somebody that people gravitated to. She just had a personality that made people feel comfortable. She was an upbeat person. She was more of a leader than a follower. She was involved. She followed her heart. She believed. When she believed in something, she believed in something. She fought really hard for her beliefs. I mean, when she wanted something, she went after it. She was a strong-willed person. She was somebody who, she wasn't dependent on other people. She was very independent, actually." Harris: "Now, we've seen a number of pictures with Lacey with this big smile. Is that how Lacey was when she grew up?" Sharon: "Lacey was like that from the time she was born. I remember the mornings going to take her out of her crib, and she'd be smiling at that time. And I knew I was in for a long day. But she didn't let things get her down. A lot of things that would upset other people. It would upset her, but she didn't dwell on the negative." Harris: "You were saying as she was growing up, she was more of a leader than a follower. Did when people gravitated towards her, did she start forming friendships at an early age? Sharon, as soon as she could talk, yes. Harris, and those friends, are some of them friends still around? Sharon, yes, there is. Yes, some of them are here today that she's known since she was a little girl. Harris, the friends that are still around, the ones she grew up with, do they come to your house on a regular basis? Sharon, we get together. They come over. We go out to dinner. We see each other. We talk to each other. Harris, as Lacey was growing up, is there kind of this group of girls that blossom and turn into women from this early age? Sharon, yeah, we watch them all grow up together. Harris, describe that for us, this friendship that Lacey developed. Sharon, friends were her loyal friends, the people that were close to her. They were all a group. We're all loyal to each other. They were all very much the same. They were all happy girls and had great attitudes. They're a lot of fun to be around. Harris, you're saying that she got involved with things as she was going through school. Did she get involved with activities? Sharon, yeah, she was involved in clubs and a lot of organizations. She was an outstanding freshman. She received the Outstanding Freshman Award from Cal Poly. She worked when she was in college at a shop at a horticultural department. She worked for a florist, Harris. You mentioned she worked for a florist. Did Lacey have an interest in flowers? Sharon, that was her major, horticulture, flowers, and plants. Harris, and did she get a degree from Cal Poly? Sharon, yes, she did. Harris, and this interest in plants, do some people like plants? Some people have green thumbs. If you could describe for us about Lacey. Sharon, Lacey took an early interest in plants. She liked weeds. She liked weeds. She liked to play in the yard and pull weeds. She had a want for putting things together and making things grow. She had talked a lot of time about, after moving back to Modesto, she thought about opening up a herb shop. And I remind her that she was in Modesto and not San Luis Obispo, and that things were a little different there. Harris, you're saying that Lacey liked to make things grow. Did she take special interest in arranging flowers? Sharon, yeah, she was. She was really talented. She was the kind of person that could look at things and look at something really ugly and make it very pretty. She could see how it was going to be in the future and not how it was right now. Harris, was that this the quality of seeing the good, was that something that attracted other people to her? Sharon, I think so, because she was positive, and she was upbeat, and she was happy. Harris, y'all, he introduced a couple more photographs, and the judge agrees. Harris, there's 10, Miss Rocha. Let me show you what's been marked as 305A. You look at these and see if you recognize these being photographs of Lacey. Sharon, yes. Harris, do these photographs accurately depict Lacey? Sharon, yes. Harris, starting with 305A, what did we see there? Sharon, that was one of the Denny High School football games. She was a cheerleader. I'm sorry. That was when she was a Ram. Judge, could you speak a little louder? Sharon, I have a cold, so it's a little difficult. Judge, I'm not sure if the jury can hear you. Harris, okay. I don't know if you could turn the microphone a little bit more towards you. Sharon, this was for my school. This was when she was a cheerleader for the Rams. Harris, now, you seem to be dressed in school colors there too. Sharon, it was the team colors. Harris, what was it like when Lacey was growing up as her mom? If you could share us that with us. Sharon, well, I participated a lot with her. I mean, it was difficult not to. She was always doing something, involved with something, and I enjoyed being with her and doing things with her. Harris, showing you 305B. Sharon, that was her graduation from junior high school. She just had her braces removed just a couple weeks before that. Harris, was she pretty happy to get her braces off? Sharon, she was thrilled. Harris, I'll show you 305C. Sharon, that was her high school graduation. Harris, when Lacey got to that point, she was graduating from high school. Did she talk to you about her plans and what she wanted to do? Sharon, kind of that. She talked about she wanted to go to Cal Poly. I remember when she came home and told me what she wanted to major in. And I asked her what it was. I'd never even heard of it. But she was determined. That's what she wanted to do. Harris, and she did? Sharon, she did. I wanted her to wait and maybe go to junior college first. But she wanted to leave, and she started as a freshman at Cal Poly. Harris, 305E. Sharon, that was in May of 2000. It was just before she moved up here. They moved back up here in June. That was taken at the beach in San Simon. Harris, is that you and Lacey on the beach? Sharon, yeah, Scott took the picture. Harris, 305E. Sharon, that was taken at a restaurant in San Luis Obispo. Jackie took that picture. They had lunch together. Harris, now we see in these pictures Lacey's big smile. Was that just part of her personality or how she always was? Sharon, always. You hear her giggling. She didn't just smile. She had a little giggle. She just to kind of bend over when she laughed and pull her knee in. She'd laugh at herself. Harris, 305F. Sharon, that was in September of 2001. It was taken in Antonio's baptism, grandson's baptism. We didn't realize at the time we were dressed almost identical. Harris, now you were talking about some of those friends that she grew up around, going to 305G. Sharon, that was her last birthday on May the 4th, 2002. It was her 27th birthday. And those are her friends. Harris, now, these women that we see in the photograph there, are these young girls that have grown up with her? Sharon, yeah, all of them she met at different ages, but they had all grown up together, and they were all very good friends. Harris, there's another photograph. 305H. Is that some of the same girls? Sharon, yeah, it is. I believe that was taken in July of 2002. I didn't take that picture, but Harris, showing you through a 5-eye. Sharon, that was Mother's Day, 2002. That was a week after Lacey's birthday. It's at her house.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/audio.
Harris, who all's in this picture? Sharon, that's myself and my mom and Lacey. Harris, and you said that this was taken on Mother's Day? Did all the mothers come together? Sharon, yeah, it was all of us, and also Jackie Peterson and Lee Peterson were there. Harris, since Lacey's murder, is Mother's Day the same? Sharon, no, not at all. Harris, how's it different? Sharon, first Mother's Day, I laid on the floor and I cried most of the day because she should have been there. She should have been a mother also, and that was taken away from her. She wanted to be a mother. Divorce is always an option, not murder. Harris, Miss Rocha, let me put up there that last photograph, 305J. Sharon, that was her first day of teaching. Her students gave her an apple, an assignment. She was really proud of that. Harris, did Lacey want to be a teacher? Sharon, yes, she did. When she was younger, that wasn't a subject she had given any thought to. But she, as she became older, she enjoyed being around children. Harris, we heard about Lacey's smile. We've heard about her friends. Did Lacey also touch her students as well? Sharon, yes. Harris, did you get to meet one of her students after she went missing? Sharon, I met several of them, but one in particular came to the volunteer center with his mom, and she was crying, and he was really upset. He wanted to find Lacey, and his mom told him he wouldn't even sleep by himself because he needed to find Lacey. And he came every day to look for Lacey. Harris, now you said Lacey loved children. Did she talk to you about becoming a mom? Sharon, she talked to me a lot about becoming a mom. I remember before they moved back to Modesto, the picture of us at the beach. I remember when we were in the back seat, we were talking about childbirth, and she was asking me what it was like, and she was really looking forward to it. Then it was a couple more years before she became pregnant, but she was really looking forward to becoming a mom. Actually, she was, the day she learned that Brent and Rose were going to have a baby, that was the day of their housewarming. She called me later that evening. She was crying because she really wanted to be pregnant. She said that Scott wasn't ready yet, but she really wanted to have a baby. Because she wanted to have a baby at the same time that Rose did. Harris, when you found out she was pregnant, did you start talking about the baby? Sharon, yes. Harris, when you found out she was going to have a baby, Connor, to go shopping with you? Sharon, she shopped a lot. She called me every time she went to the doctor's. Let me know what the results were. She gave me a copy of the sonogram, saving a picture. I have the baby. And he was a baby. You could see his little body. That was taken on December 14th. And the next day was the last day I saw her, December 15th. She wanted me to put my hand on her stomach and feel him. I never felt him, but I sat there the rest of the evening with my hand on her stomach. I talked to him. I put my face next to her stomach, and I talked to him. She was anxious. She was ready to have him. Harris, on Christmas Eve of 2002, when you had the phone call that Lacey was missing, tell us about how you felt. Sharon, I was scared to death because I knew she just wouldn't be missing. Lacey just didn't disappear. I knew something happened to her, and it was cold that night. And I had my friend Sandy take me back to the house and get blankets and coats for everybody because it was so cold. I needed one for her because I knew she'd be freezing when we found her. Harris, did Lacey come home to you that night? Sharon, no. I never saw her again. I never saw her after December the 15th. Harris, after Lacey went missing, could you sleep? Sharon, no. We came home that night, and Brent and I and Ron and stayed up all night and couldn't get comfortable and warm and not know where she was. Harris, did you try to stay awake for a long period of time? Sharon, yeah, I felt I needed to be awake just in case she called so I could go to her as soon as she called. I was afraid to go to sleep. I was afraid I'd have nightmares about what happened to her, and I knew she wouldn't be sleeping. She'd be afraid. She was scared. Every day, did she know she was being murdered? Did she know what was happening to her? Harris, during that time she was missing, did you have to go out in the public and make statements to try to get support to find her? Sharon, yes, we did it all the time. I begged and asked to let us know. Tell us where she was. And there was somebody who knew all along. And you wouldn't tell us. You knew where she was. Instead, you just let us go through this every day. Harris, when you finally found Lacey and Connor, tell us about that. Sharon, the day we found out, I wasn't feeling well. I was at home, and I heard footsteps come to my door, and I didn't answer the door because I knew. I hadn't heard anything, but I just knew. I knew. And when they went into the backyard, to the back door, I knew I had to answer the door. But I knew in my soul, I knew they had been found. And later, when I was told it'd be several days before they could be identified, and I asked why, because they told me they could use dental charts immediately if it was her. And then when I was told she didn't have a head, I didn't believe. I just dropped the phone and I fell to the floor, and it never occurred to me what condition she might be in. Harris, when you were told that Lacey and Connor had been recovered from the bay, was there something about that that upset you because of Lacey? Sharon, Lacey always got motion sickness very easily. And you knew that. And that's the place you took her and you put her in the bay. You knew she'd be sick for all eternity. You did that to her anyway. Harris, did it take the authorities several days until you were finally notified the bodies were Lacey and Connor? Sharon, yes, she was found on Monday, and they identified her on Friday, but I knew it was her. I knew it was her from the beginning. Harris, when Lacey's body was returned to you, and Connor's body was returned to you, was there something about that and their burial that was troubling to you? Sharon, I knew that I needed to spend some time with her to have the opportunity to say goodbye to her alone. And I knew she was in the casket. And I knew her baby was there. But I knew she didn't have arms to hold him either. She knew her baby was there. But I knew she didn't. She knew the baby was there. She should have had her in her arms. And she should have had her arms and her head on her entire body. It just haunts me all the time. I just hope she didn't know what was happening. Harris, now, a short time after that, was there a memorial service on Lacey's birthday? Sharon, her 28th birthday. It was beautiful. Beautiful tribute to Lacey. She would have been astounded to see so many people interested in her, concerned about her. We were told over 3,000 people there. Harris, I want to turn to somewhat of a hard question. How has this changed? How has this affected your daily life now? Sharon, every morning I get up, I cry. It takes me a long time to just be able to get out of the house because I just keep thinking, why did this happen? I miss her. I wanted to know my grandson. I wanted Lacey to be a mom. I wanted to hear her be called a mom. When I go to buy birthday cards and Mother's Day cards, I just can't stand it. I'm always looking at the ones with daughter and mom, or mom and a daughter, and she's gone. And I don't sleep well now. I think about her all the time. Harris, what happens when the phone rings? Sharon, there's been several times, but I remember the first time it happened. I was on my way outside. I already locked the door. I heard the phone ring, and then I unlocked the door and I went back in. I was thinking it was Lacey. I hadn't heard from her in a long time. I hadn't heard from her. And then I realized it wasn't her. It will never be her. I remember one time walking in the house and opened the door and walked in into the entryway, and I had to stop. And she turned around and said, "Hi, Mom." It was as though she was right there. I saw her. A lot of times, I think when I have a question about something that's been going on, I just ask her, and she'll tell me. But I can't. She'll always be there for me. Lacey didn't deserve to die. Harris, I have no other questions. So y'all, it's pretty powerful, Mom. I guess, I mean, testimony anytime. A mom, you know? I don't know. I'm going to read you the opening statement by Pat Harris. Okay? And this is what he tells the jury. Opening statement by Pat Harris. Good morning. For the past 4 or 5 months, we have sat here together, and basically, we have gone through a man's life in very minute detail, down to the facts that I don't think most of us would want to come out in their lives. Very minute detail. We talked about Scott Peterson so that we know what clothes were in his closet. We know what he ate for breakfast. We know his financial life backwards and forwards. What checks he wrote. What things he's done. We know when he goes to the gas station. How much gas he puts in his car. We know what would seem like to be practically every detail of this man's life. I think it will seem for any of us to say we know who Scott Peterson is.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
What I'm here to tell you in the next week will prove that wrong. You don't know who Scott Peterson is, and it's going to be our job to show you. We spent looking at 5 months of a man's life mostly. There were things that obviously we went back some, but for the most part, we've dealt with 5 months of this man's life. It was granted. The 5 months that brought us all here together. What we're going to do now is show you is the 30 years that preceded this. When we show you these 30 years, I believe that you will agree that this is a life worth saving. Okay, y'all, you just heard the mom's testimony conclude, and, you know, powerful. It, you know, all the victims' moms I deal with and have dealt with over the years, Miss Stephanie Belgrade, Courtney Coco's mom, and then you got now Miss Barbara Johnson, Haley's mom. But I've dealt with so many over the years, and there's nothing. I mean, I say I dealt with them. It's not like it was a chore. You know, I love them like they're my own mamas, but dealing with them and coming together with them in this type of situation is heartbreaking. And if you're empathetic, which I guess you would have to do the job that I did, you're empathetic, it just breaks your heart. And you want justice for them. Now, Sharon Rocha is in the courtroom in the death penalty of Scott Peterson's trial. And she's laying it all out, right? Putting a human face on Lacey and even baby Connor, and talking about how she held her head to Lacey's stomach and just talked to the baby, even though she never felt him move. Pretty powerful stuff. We're going to continue. Now it's going, I don't know why it said Pat Harris there. I have to research that, but we're going to continue with the closing arguments by the defense now, on that this is where they come out and they try to tell you everything about Scott and why his life should be saved. And, you know, they're not going to dispute. That's okay. I always got it on death penalty cases when you go from listening to these motherfuckers try to defend themselves and say they didn't do it. Now it's not a question of did you do it or not. You've already been found guilty. Now they are saying, hey, we know he's been convicted as a murderer and his wife and his unborn baby, but let us tell you all the reasons he should still breathe on this earth. And So we're going to do that on the next episode, and we're probably going to conclude y'all one more episode after that, because that's where I'm going to wrap up everything that's scorched. And again, we wouldn't be talking about Scott Peterson had they done their job. You know, simply just do your fucking job. You have one job, do it. And I don't know what's going to happen now that they got permission or got granted by the courts to have this DNA tested on this piece of tape. And we'll talk about that on the last episode. And if I'm going to tell you right now, if it comes back to anybody but Scott Peterson, he's going to walk. And that's scorched as fuck. And it's all because of what they didn't do. Now, Scott did a lot of score shit himself that I've told you about over the episodes, but I'd be afraid that he only had to spend, 20 years in prison for murdering his wife, an unborn baby, and he gets to walk because it's scorched. So anyway, that conclude this episode. Happy New Year, everybody. I think this is the first chance I'm going to get to tell you that. We're going to rock 2025. I want to announce that we are going to be featured, Real Life Real Crime is going to be featured on this season of Cold Case Files on A&E. It's Murder on the Bayou or something like that. It's a 6-part series, and Courtney Coco's case is part number 5. And I filmed this with Stephanie and, you know, the family in Alexandria probably a year and a half ago. So they've been waiting on this new season. And I think the air date is going to be, it's either January 24th or 25th, but I'll let y'all know. It's coming up quick. And it's an hour-long episode on the murder of Courtney Coco and how we were able to get justice for Courtney, right? And which is so important. And Haley series, please keep hashtagging justice for Haley. And it's so important so we can do the same thing that we've done in Mary Pusho's case and in Courtney's Coco's case. We can't do it without you lifers. In 2025, everything Real Life Real Crime is going to be home. When I get done with the Scorts series, I'm going to be going back to old cop stories on Saturdays. And then you get Monday through Thursday, Cindy and I doing True Crime Time 4. And then Friday is hashtag Justice 4. And after Haley's case is concluded, we will be doing another hashtag Justice 4 and telling you about another victim's family and another case that is just messed up. But we're going to need your help. But Happy New Year's, and thank you, Patreon of Convicts. Look, if you can't be a Patreon of Convict, I get it. We love you just as much. Patreon of Convicts, you get your commercial free early releases now 7 days a week because we're dropping mini episodes on Sundays. And, you know, and you have all the bonus materials locked up, all the bonus episodes and all the case files and everything else. And so if you want to become a subscriber, go to patreon.com, type in Real Life Real Crime, or, and it give you all the different tier levels, or you can go to the app store and download the Real Life Real Crime community app for free and subscribe through there. And I actually call my subscribers in the app convicts, same thing, different levels of subscription, and you get all kinds of stuff, and that's too much for me to list, but I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency. You know, it's my jam. Been supporting them for so many years now, y'all. I hope you don't tune this part out. If you're not an organ donor, please go to LOPA.org, fill out the questionnaire. It takes about 2 minutes, and you don't have to be from the state of Louisiana to become an organ donor. LOPA can help you anywhere in the world. You can be a lifer from Modesto, California. go to LOPA.org, fill out the questionnaire, and give the gift of life and sight and all that great stuff these people do. And y'all, I've met people that are alive today because other people became heroes, became organ donors. So please go do that. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any questioning. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
When the wolf is at your door, you run in zone, that's for sure.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.